Meeting is coming up. On the first day, we focused on the purity of the mind. A pure mind attains freedom. An impure mind remains in bondage. Pure mind is devoid of notion of happiness in objects. This notion or happiness seeking objects for pleasure is the birth of desire. Therefore, in the mind devoid of this wrong notion, it can easily abide in the self. Every thought that we come to have should be questioned for its purpose. the purpose is to obtain happiness. Then question, where it tries to find its happiness. If it is outside you, something else, then it is impure. Causing bondage, dependence. No action can give you freedom. Mundaka Upanishad said, the one whom you are looking for is next to you, within you as a silent witness. While you are enjoying, experiencing the results of your own actions, the one next to you, the Lord, is watching. When we stop our busy engagement in experiencing the world, we come to see the quiet presence of the Lord. It is like standing in front of a mirror and questioning who is getting reflected there. Are you surprised that you are the one who is seeing yourself in the reflection? So too, there are no two of them, you and your own reflection. When we see our own reflection in all beings, and that is called universal oneness, in the Ishavasya Upanishad, the first verse states this. Ishavasyamidakam sarvam yatkincha jagatyam jagat tena tyaktena punjitaha ma krita kasya siddhanam. Ishabhavena sarvam idam jagat vasyam. Vasyam means to be seen, to be covered. Idam sarvam jagat ishvara bhavena darshaniyam. Whole world must be seen, enveloped by the Lord. Seeing God in everything is easy for a devotee who knows and understands nothing can come without Him. Nothing can remain without Him. Just like my hand cannot remain without me, even though I say my hand, not I the hand, in the same way, this world is His world. His own body. A devotee can see the world as the body of God. Brahmanah asya mukhamasi. राजन्यः कृतः उरु ततस्य यद् वैश्यः अभ्यागम श्रोत्रो अजायत चंद्रमा मनसो जातः चक्षो सूर्यो अजायत मुखात् इन्द्रश्च अग्निश्च All things are in Him. Nabhya asid antariksham. His head is heaven, trunk of the body is inner space, feet is the world, we live. Purusha eva idagam sarvam. Just like a devotee can superimpose the idea of God in everything, a man who walks the path of knowledge can see his own reflection in all. The world is a mirror, and what it reflects is me. When I see myself in everyone, where is lust, where is anger, where is jealousy, greed? Can I be jealous of my own hand? Whenever you meet a person, bring this thought in your mind. Hey Bhagavan, isko swarup hi hai. This is the Lord Himself who is in me, who is in Him. उसकी सेवा जो है वो नाम रूप है. अदर देन हिम व्हाट इज देयर इज ओनली अ नेम एंड फॉर्म. Every morning take this sankalpa in your mind. Whomever I meet today, I treat them as though I treat myself. How caringly, lovingly I treat myself, so too I treat everyone. Behind all actions, there is a static self. It is behind all dynamic movements. We don't know, it remains far, and we know it is the closest. Tati jati tanne jati tadhure tadvantike tadantarasya sarvasya tadu sarvasyasya bahyatah. It moves moves, it moves not. His power is the closest, within all and without all too. This abstractness bewilders the mind when you don't understand. How far is you from you? How far is your mind from you? When the mind is thinking about something, it looks like it has gone out. Has it gone out? అనేజతేకం మనసోచమీయ నైనదేవ ఆప్నువంతు మమ శ్రుతి. తద్ధావతో జ్ఞానత్యేతి తిష్టత్ తస్మిన్నపో మాతరిష్వాదాది. Faster than the mind is consciousness. Mind can go where the consciousness already reached. Bhagavan, the consciousness being all pervading, there is no place where he is not. Whatever you see, hear, taste, smell, touch, think, feel, everything is included in consciousness. In the case of great Mahatmas, wherever they go, whatever they see, there itself they abide in the self. Yatra yatra mano yadi, tatra tatra samadhiya. Our sadhana becomes most fruitful only when we take sadhana sankalpa. It determination to achieve something more than what we know. And that something more is to come closer to yourself. In the deep sleep state, we go into thoughtless state. That thoughtless state in sleep abides in ignorance. Though there is no disturbance from the world or the mind, the result of that state is not awareness. Conversely, Samadhi Sthiti is also thoughtless state. But the mind merges in Ashraya Adhishthana in the self. The result of which is increased awareness. It is like you and your son going to a temple. Both of them are sitting in front of Shivalinga. You have the knowledge it is Shiva who is worshipped there. Whereas your son looks at it as a stone. Though both of you are in the same place, your experience is devotion, his experience is action. People are tired of action, but not ever tired of devotion. Because devotion is an increased state of awareness. just like the rope is seen as the snake, but the snake is not on the rope. When I know that the rope is depending on the mind for its support, and rope is only a substratum, not the reason, the cause of the snake is not the rope, the same way, cause of the mind is ignorance, but the support of the mind is consciousness. In sleep, we go to the cause, not the support. In samadhi, we go to the support. The cause. Therefore, understand the mind is caused by ignorance, supported by consciousness. Go to the support, leave the cause. the Upanishad says, Yastu sarvani bhutani atmanne vanupashyati sarva bhuteshu chatmanam tato nabiju sati. He one who sees all beings supported by the self, and all beings are nothing but the self. Where is the question of hatred? The cause of the many is ignorance. Support of the many is self. To know the cause, you need intellect. To know the support, you need faith. If I have a necklace given to me by my great grandfather or mother, and I go to a goldsmith to find out if it is gold or not, and he checks under the equipment that he has, and he says it is gold, I have faith in what he says. By looking at the gold chain, I cannot conclude that it is gold. I need pramana. Authentic proof from the person who knows. In the same way, I am the self is not an intellectual concept. This statement is valid from the proof of scriptures. In which I have faith. While wearing the necklace, if I don't know it is gold, how much value I give it to it? Compared to upon knowing it. So do misunderstanding myself to be a limited individual versus knowing that I am the all-pervading self. Bring the mind to the inner stillness. Do not worry about what thoughts you get. Leave them aside and hold the substratum. When I was studying Sandeepani as a student, and even after the graduation from it, I had this constant doubt. Should I talk to people? Converse and be with them while they speak about many things? Or withdraw from all, speak only Vedanta? After a long battle of thinking, I even asked many of my seniors, I got different opinions, mixed responses. Should I withdraw or should I participate? Which is the right course of my sadhana? It took many years for me to realize that being the self does not mean withdrawal from the world. If you know who you are, nobody can take you away from who you are. If you don't know who you are, anybody can take you anywhere. If you are driving the car, car doesn't take you where you don't want to go. Yasmin sarvani bhutani atmeva bhut vijanatah tatra kumoha kashokah ekatvam anupashyatah. One who sees oneself in all, where is delusion and sorrow? The self alone is appearing as me. With this understanding established in your mind, no one can take you from who you are. Nothing can deviate you. This is the miracle of knowledge. Neither you need to withdraw, nor you need to get carried away. You stay as you are. Even while you interact with different people of different interests, Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.